Watch, anti-police protesters chant Marxist cop killer Asada Shakur's rallying cry outside Parliament. By Kurt Zindelka on March 17, 2021. Anti-police activists and feminist protesters chanted a quote from Marxist cop killer Asada Shakur as they gathered in Parliament Square on Tuesday to demonstrate against Home Secretary Preeti Patel policing bill. In a Breitbart London exclusive video, the leftist radicals are seen chanting, "It is our duty to fight for our freedom. It is our duty to win. We must love each other and support each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains." The quote, which has become a rallying cry of sorts for Black Lives Matter in the United States, comes from a letter from Asada Shakur entitled "To My People," in which she describes herself as a black revolutionary who declared war on the rich who prosper on our poverty, the politicians who lie to us with smiling faces, and all the mindless, heartless robots who protect them and their property. Shakur, who was active in radical communist revolutionary groups in the 1960s and 70s in the United States, including the Black Liberation Army, was convicted of killing Werner Forster, a New Jersey state trooper, in 1973. Following her conviction, she fled to communist Cuba, where she has been living in exile since. The line in the chant "We have nothing to lose but our chains" is a reference to a line in Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. The London protest was organized by the radical feminist group Sisters Uncut and promoted by the official Black Lives Matter UK organization. The demonstration was the third straight day of protests in London, following police shutdown of a vigil in Clapham Common on Saturday for the slain 33-year-old marketing executive Sarah Everard. A police officer has been charged for the alleged kidnapping and murder of Miss Everard and appeared in court this week. Police officers have claimed that radical leftist groups, such as Black Lives Matter, Extinction Rebellion, and Antifa, infiltrated the vigil and attacked officers as they tried to disperse the crowd for breaching coronavirus lockdown restrictions. Brexit leader Nigel Farage has also accused the far left of hijacking the genuine anger and sadness after the death of Sarah Everard, pointing to the vandalization of a British war memorial with the slogan "A cop, all cops are bastards." Aside from protesting against police brutality, speakers at the rally talked about migrants, transgender people, and black women in the UK. There were also calls for the resignation of Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dick for the actions taken by officers on Saturday and Home Secretary Preeti Patel over the proposed police crime sentencing in courts bill 2021, which is set to further curtail the right to protest in Britain. One of the speakers in Parliament Square said, "Sack Cressida Dick. Sack Preeti Patel. We don't want women. We don't want women in high places who are going to cut our throats," and that is what they have been planning to do from day one, going on to lead the crowd in a chant of "Sack Preeti Patel." The co-founder of All Black Lives UK, a BLM splinter group, accused Patel of racism, saying that the reason the Home Secretary was so apologetic about the events in Clapham is that the bill she is putting forward wasn't supposed to attack white people, it was supposed to attack minorities. "The Met Police made a mistake with that thing, I can't lie, because once people see white women getting attacked, they will fight and run out on the streets," she said, urging the crowd to keep the same energy for black people. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.